A baffling beginning. There's little doubt that the objects in space didn't exist before the Big Bang. But did space and time, technically the space-time continuum, also emerge with them? The standard reply is yes. If there were once no objects, there was no space or time either. So what was the pre-created state like? It didn't have an inside or outside, which are properties of space. As the infant universe expanded, it wasn't expanding with anything around it. And now, while billions of galaxies operate in outer space, the universe isn't like a balloon with a skin. Here again, the concepts of before and after, inside and outside, simply don't apply. Are we left with anything to hold on to? Barely. To exist suggests the possibility that even without time and space, things might happen. Here's a useful analogy. Imagine that you are sitting in a room where you notice that objects are moving slightly. The milk in your cereal bowl is jiggling, and you can feel a vibration coming up through the floor. As it happens, you are deaf, so you have no way of knowing if something is pounding on the walls of the room from the outside. Some people might be sensitive enough to feel a vibration in their bodies. Let's leave this aside. But you can measure the waves in your cereal bowl and the vibrations of other objects, including the floor, ceiling, and walls. This is roughly how cosmologists confront the Big Bang. The universe is full of vibrations and waves emitted billions of years ago. These can be measured, and inference is drawn from them. But uneasiness appears if we ask a simple question. Can someone who was deaf from birth actually know what sound is? Though there are measurable vibrations associated with sound, feeling them is not the same experience as hearing a solo violin, the voice of Ella Fitzgerald, or a dynamite explosion. In the same way, measuring the light from racing galaxies and the background microwave radiation in the current universe, this radiation is a residue of the Big Bang, doesn't tell us what the beginning of the universe was like. We are working from inferences, just like a deaf person observing waves in his cereal bowl. And this limitation could be a fatal flaw in any explanation of where the universe came from. We can still try, from our standpoint here in our space-time, to explore laws of nature that operate outside space and time. In particular, physics can resort to the language of mathematics in the hopes that its existence doesn't depend on which universe you happen to live in. Most of the speculation that follows keeps faith with mathematics as something eternally valid. Even in an alien universe, where time goes backward and people walk on the ceiling, if you add one apple to another apple, the sum is two apples, right? However, no one has ever proved that this faith is actually valid. The mathematics that's applicable to black holes, for example, is locked in speculation, because a black hole is totally impenetrable. Mathematics could be the product of the human brain. Take the number zero. It hasn't always been around. By 1747 BCE, the ancient Egyptians and Babylonians had a written symbol for zero as a concept, but it wasn't used as a number for calculating purposes until around AD 800 in India, long past the heyday of Greek and Roman culture. Zero means that nothing is there, and in mathematics, nothing is simply another number, not a sign of existential despair. I've accomplished zero with my life, would be a despairing statement. But the equation 1 minus 1 equals 0 isn't. In quantum physics, concepts of time can be fiddled with in very peculiar ways without anyone's feeling distress over their own existence. If time started to behave peculiarly in the everyday world, that's a different story. Drifting between two worlds, something about time is mysteriously personal, and it must be explained if we want to understand a human universe. The best answer so far. Clearly, The transition from early chaos to the orderliness of the current universe is filled with mysteries. The level where space and time break down is known as the Planck scale, named after German physicist Max Planck, the father of quantum mechanics, which is 20 orders of magnitude smaller than the nucleus of an atom, that is, 1 over 10 followed by 20 zeros. Impressively, the presence of near chaos hasn't stymied human understanding. The mind still finds things that hold steady. Perhaps. The relevant measurements at such a small scale are still defined by three constants relating to very basic aspects of creation: gravity, electromagnetism, and quantum mechanics. During the Planck era, the incredibly minute timescale when the Big Bang began, nature wasn't so recognizable, because the familiar constants and forces were either very different or didn't yet exist. In the so-called Planck dimension, space becomes foamy, an indistinct state where any sense of direction, such as up and down, comes to an end. In terms of duration, Planck time, the characteristic scale of the Planck era, is more than 30 orders of magnitude faster than the fastest timescales of present-day nanoscience, where a nanosecond is a billionth of a second.